Good evening. Greetings and welcome on this Christmas Eve to the United Church of Underhill. Wherever you have come from and whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are all welcome here. There may not have been room at the inn, but there is room for you here. So come, you who have been here often, and you who have not been here for a long time, and you maybe who have never been here before. Come to those who doubt and those who do not believe. Come, those who are hungry or tired or sad. Come, those of you who are filled with joy. And may the hope of the Christ child find you here, becoming real in you and through you this night. Before we begin, I just have two quick announcements for us. The first is that at the end of the service, we will be lighting candles and singing Silent Night together. So the trick is, when you light the candles, the ushers will come down the aisle and light the candles on the end, and you will pass it down to your neighbor. The person with the lit candle keeps it upright, and the person with the unlit candle tips. That way you don't get wax everywhere. And the only other announcement that I have is that it's an old tradition in this church for folks to come here on Christmas Eve and to bring a lantern with them, to take the light of Christ out with them into the world when they go. So we're trying to revive that tradition, and some of you may have brought lanterns with you tonight. If you did not bring a lantern, fear not. We have a bunch of them in the back, and there's hopefully enough one for each family. So as you leave, you can feel free to take a lit lantern with you as you go. So with that, putting now else aside, let us journey together to Bethlehem and find there our good news of great joy.
Merry Christmas. I'm reading a poem called This Tonight is the Meeting Place, written by the Iona community. This tonight is the meeting place of heaven and earth, For this tonight is the stable in which God keeps an appointment to meet God's people. Not many famous people are here, no perfect ones. Not many innocent children, not many worldly wise, not all familiar faces, not all frequent visitors. But if tonight only strangers meet, that would be enough. For Bethlehem was not the hub of the universe, nor was the stable a platform for powerful people. In an out-of-the-way place which people never thought to visit, there God kept and keeps a promise. There God sends God's Son. Please join me in the hymn, Once in Royal David City, 250.
Be seated. I'd like to invite the Day family to come forward. Here's the microphone. You have to be sort of close to the mic in order to hear. Yeah, you can. That's fine. I'm going to get you a camera because the light is out.
Stayed awake and prepared for God to become flesh.
Everything is prepared and everything is ready as we relight the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love.
In the darkness of the world, these candles shine brightly.
To these bright lights, we add the brightest light of all, the light of Jesus Christ, who has come.
Join me in a healing prayer. God of creation, God of Abraham, God of liberation and salvation, this Christmas Eve is pregnant with hope, hope that the patterns of old will be transformed, hope that sin, illness, and death will not have the last word, hope that Jesus will come, hope that the infant cries of Bethlehem will finally be heard. On this night of hope, beloved one, gather with us as we journey from creation to the manger. Gather with us as we seek our good news of great joy. Gather with us as we find healing for ourselves and for the world. Gather with us now as we give one another the gift of silence. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Lord, Selected verses from chapters 1 and 2 of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation.
Thank you. This reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 15 through 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and his name, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of the hosts will do this.
Christmas light, O 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 second reading from Isaiah chapter 11, 1 through 9. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness shall be the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all of my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God, and now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Part of the story comes from Luke 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to be registered in their own towns. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
From God's heaven, a star's light. star in the sky or a bird on the wing or all of God's angels in heaven to sing. He surely could have it, for he was the king. I wonder as I wander out under the sky how Jesus the Savior did come for to die, to save all the people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who was born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at the rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage. When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
This lesson comes from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Tonight will go to two purposes. The first will be to assist those affected by Hurricane Irene here in Vermont, and then the other part will go to assist those still recovering in Haiti from the earthquake in 2010. So just as Jesus was sent here as a gift to serve us, let us serve our fellow human beings with the offering now of our gift. Thank you. Doxology this evening will be hymn number 221, verse 4. Please stand. Jesus, our gift, we offer you these gifts. Transform them into drywall and nails. Transform them into lumber and paint. Transform them into hope and into new life for many. Amen. Dearest ones, the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
May God bless you and keep you. May the hope of this night find room in your hearts and in your lives. And may the birth of Jesus move you to sing joy to all the world. Let us sing joy to the world together.